USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is out of the country to the G7 Economic Summit in France. Before he left, he spoke out on the China trade battle escalation that led to a big sell-off in financial markets.
China's been hurting our country for 30 years with the money they've been taking out. Other presidents should have done something about it, and they should have done it a long time ago, whether it was Clinton or Bush or Obama, any of them. They should have done something about it.
During a busy Friday on Twitter, the president renewed his attacks on the man he appointed to chair the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, who is now not dropping interest rates the way the president would like.
Do I want him to resign? Let me put it this way. If he did, I wouldn't stop him.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 623, the S&P 500 down 75, and the NASDAQ down 239. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A print shop owner in Kentucky who refused to produce a gay pride T-shirt argued before the Kentucky Supreme Court that he shouldn't be compelled to promote messages that go against his religious beliefs. Blaine Adamson is the owner of Hands-On Originals in Lexington. He declined to print a shirt that promotes an LGBT pride festival back in 2012. The city's Human Rights Commission said that he violated their gay rights fairness ordinance. An adult who lived in Illinois has died after developing a mysterious respiratory illness after using an e-cigarette. According to health officials, many e-cigarette cases have been coming to light nationwide. They say people are experiencing serious lung problems after vaping. At this time, there are 193 cases known in 22 states. These people say they've developed different lung problems after using the products. That's an increase of 40 cases over the past 2 days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Miss USA pageant has lost a contestant after her controversial comments. USA's John Hunt has more.
Three dozen women will vie for the crown of Miss America in Long Beach, California over the weekend, but Miss Nevada will not be there. Katie Williams, a 29-year-old Las Vegas woman, claims she's the victim of censorship and being unfairly targeted over her support for President Donald Trump.
Coordinators emailing me saying that I'm, quote, too political to be in the pageant. I asked what was the actual content that they didn't like, and they would never give me an answer, and now I don't get to compete.
But pageant organizers insist it's Williams' failure to separate political activism from her pageant persona that cost her the sash. Williams is a fitness instructor and was deployed by the Army National Guard to Afghanistan in 2008-2009. A statement from the pageant group said, Katie Williams is distorting all the facts. All the pageant asks of Ms. Williams in writing is to keep separate social media accounts. In a Facebook statement, Williams said other contestants have voiced political views and were not punished the same way she was.
The son of a former NFL lineman wanted on murder charges in Minnesota for the shooting of his parents has been arrested in Mexico. 22-year-old Dylan John Bennett was taken into custody in Cancun. The bodies of 63-year-old Barry Bennett and his wife Carol were found Wednesday at their home. Barry Bennett played 11 seasons with the Saints, Jets, and Vikings. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.